for the new microphone we got. Pray that everybody be able to hear. Lord, we thank you for the veterans, the Marine Corps, the Air Force, the Army, the Navy, Lord, Coast Guard, all those that served. We pray that their hearts would be encouraged today, and all of us, Lord, would be thrilled and patriotic, Lord, and thankful for our freedoms. We pray, Lord, for our current serving military overseas, away from their family, that you would comfort them. Bless our service, bless our choir as they sing. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Song is a military song. It's normally sang with a trumpet or something, which we don't have, so I'm going to sing, or I guess we do, but I'm going to sing it without. I've been practicing in the shower for a few days now. Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3. Oh, when the Green Beret trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage straight from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 when the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits, her Green Beret has met his fate. He hath died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day and have him win the Green Beret. Song is a military song. It's normally sang with a trumpet or something, which we don't have, so I'm going to sing, or I guess we do, but I'm going to sing it without. I've been practicing in the shower for a few days now. Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 when the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage straight from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 when the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He hath died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day and have him win the Green Beret. Song is a military song. It's normally sang with a trumpet or something, which we don't have, so I'm going to sing, or I guess we do, but I'm going to sing it without. I've been practicing in the shower for a few days now. Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 when the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage straight from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 when the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He hath died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day and have him win the Green Beret.
The next song that's going to be sung is I Love America. People love America for different reasons. And Jesus loves America. His reasons are always pure, aren't they? Some of us who volunteered to go into the military did it for college money. Some of it did it also mixed in that because we're willing to die for our freedoms. My grandfather said, in a spirit of true nobility, the heroes never came home. Because my grandfather understood, as a humble person, as a World War II veteran, having gone to Hiroshima after he dropped the nuclear bomb to Hiroshima, and he took pictures over there and drove the Jeep for a bunch of generals over there, the ultimate price of warfare. He paid some of that price, but he didn't pay the ultimate price. And he was humble enough as a true war hero to acknowledge that the ultimate heroes never came home. I'm not saying you're not a hero if you're a veteran. You are a hero. But if you're humble, you know that ultimately we had to lose people to win those wars. Now, the heroes are in all different levels. Some don't have legs. Some don't have arms. Some don't have eyes. Some wake up in the middle of the night screaming their head off after 30 years. And the mothers are heroes who pray for those who have served that they would win the fight. And the wives are heroes. And some of the husbands whose wives served are heroes because they don't get to see them for years. We ought to love America and we love freedom for different reasons, but the main reason we ought to love our freedom is because we are the most missionary sending country in the world. And the Second Amendment gives the First Amendment teeth. We love the Second Amendment because without it, we really don't have the freedom of speech and the freedom of the press and the freedom to assemble and the freedom of religion. But they'll get my guns when they pry them out of my cold, dead fingers. Because I love Jesus Christ. Why do you love America? Annie is going to come at this time and sing, I Love America.
Land where my fathers died, land of
at this time, Jessica is going to play the four songs for the four branches of our military. Do we have any Coast Guard in here? Raise your hand if you're Coast Guard, because she doesn't know that one. Is that all right? All right, but if you're Coast Guard, you know, we apologize. But if you, as your song is played for whatever branch you're in, we ask that you stand, and as you stand, that people would give a quick round of applause and then stop clapping so we can hear your song, okay? The Marine songs first. The next song we're going to sing is God Bless America. It's going to be a a cappella trio with Jessica, the girls, and then Isaac, and then you guys will like this one. But this is important to us because we want to pray for God and His blessing. And Jesus talks about slavery, and when Jesus talked about slavery in John chapter 8, the Pharisees said that we'd never been in bondage to any man. So, you know, when Rome came in there in the first century, they committed suicide, you know, over on Masada, you know, south of Jerusalem there on Masada. But Jesus is not talking about political freedom as much as he's talking about spiritual freedom. And both are important, aren't they? But we believe that spiritual freedom from Satan is more important as Christians than political freedom. Because if we don't get delivered from Satan, we'll be in jail forever in hell, right? And so Jesus says to them, "Whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. But the servant doesn't abide in your house forever, but the Son abides. And if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Psalm 33 verse 12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance." And that's not just for Israel. Proverbs is a timeless book for all nations, and that promise is true for us. So I hope that we can all say in our heart, God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the only true God, may he truly bless America.
I While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us pledge allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
Last song that we have for you today is called The Price of Freedom. And as I said in the very first song, there's really two themes here today. That is, we have hopefully spiritual freedom through faith in Jesus Christ alone and political freedom. But secondly, there's a huge price that has been paid by all of us who have served, by our families that have sacrificed, but ultimately by those who have died. And those who are missing in action, or those who have been killed in action. And so we want to acknowledge everybody that served, but especially those who have been killed at this time. Jessica and the girls are going to sing an a cappella.
Our fathers made the sacrifice, though the fight was long. They shed their blood, they paid the price, singing freedom song. Remember, remember the price that was paid. Remember the sacrifice Americans have made. Be faithful to that vision, though others turn away. Never forget the price of freedom. Come, guardians of this sacred trust, keep our nation free. Your duty's clear, your cause is just. Fight for liberty. Remember, remember the price that was paid. Remember the sacrifice Americans have made. Be faithful to that vision, though others turn away. Never forget the price of freedom. Never forget the price of freedom. Never forget the price of freedom.
Let's close in a word of prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you for your righteousness, the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And we know, Lord, that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. So we pray if there's anybody here today that thinks that good works are going to get them to heaven, that they realize, Lord, none of us are righteous enough, that it's only through the righteousness of Jesus Christ that we're set free on the inside, and what Jesus did on the cross that makes us Christians, Lord, not what we do that makes us Christians. And Lord, help us to live a holy life, to try to live like Christ, but we know we come short, Lord, so we thank you for your mercy in our lives. As our heads are bowed, as our eyes are closed, is there anybody here today that would like to pray and ask Jesus to save you? You can ask Jesus Christ where you're seated to come into your heart. You can ask Jesus Christ to be first in your life. That's what faith is, repenting of your sin and turning to Christ as your Lord and Savior. You say, Pastor, I have political freedom, but I don't have spiritual freedom. And today, I'm asking Jesus Christ to come in my heart. Right where I'm seated, I'm asking Jesus to come in my heart. I can pray this prayer, and you can pray it after me, and Jesus will save you if you mean this prayer. Lord Jesus, I repent of my sin. Please give me freedom. Come into my heart. Forgive me. Deliver me from Satan. Be first in my life. Thank you that you died on the cross for my sin, and that you rose from the dead. And I accept you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I hope some of you prayed that prayer today. You're going to be free now on the inside and the outside because you live in America. So we are very thankful. Roger's going to come at this time and read a plaque. I think Roger's got a couple of plaques. Roger Osborne, is he here? Roger? He's out there. Roger has a couple of plaques. We'd like to honor Joe Means today, and also Dick Latham. And I wonder if we could get Dick stirred up there. And so Roger's going to read these plaques, and then maybe Roger can have a word of prayer as well.
Maybe have him stand. They can't stand. Right.
First off, these are our deacons emeritus. Joe has been here a long time, and he's been a deacon, and we have set him up for this for a long time ago, but we never recognized him for that. So we thank Joe for the service that he's done for this church. And it says here, the people of First Baptist Church of Hoopston and recognize the selfless service of Jesus Christ our Lord hereby honor Joseph Mean on this Sunday, November 11th, 2018. We have one here also for Dick. You know, he's been a faithful servant all these years also, but the Lord sees fit for him to step out for a while, but we honor him as a deacon as long as he wants to be. And we thank him for that service too. Now, I'd like to say a prayer for these guys and the work they've done, and also for all the servicemen here today that serve this country and the ones that have passed. Yeah, I can do that also. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for Joe and Dick, Lord, and the faithful service of these many years in this church. Lord, I know they served you well, and I pray that you just continue to bless them through this time. Pray for our servicemen and women of this country, Lord, as they served and lead in this country to bring this country to freedom that it's in. And may we always seek your guidance, Lord, in all we say and do. And bless those families that have lost loved ones during the time of this year and lost in the service. And pray, Lord, that you be with our meal today, Lord. Pray that you bless the ones who prepared it and those who made this food, Lord. Pray that bless the bodies. And thank you, Lord, for you. Many blessings. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
As soon as everybody gets a seat down there, we'll start dismissing by table. But we've already prayed for the food, so the sooner you get down there, the